This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artists.
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
It doesn't.
This is a message from Crackhead Cosby. You need to listen to T.E. here. He told me that it's important, and so I'm just going to take his word for it.
And now, the last radio station in association with Louder and Faster Unlimited presents...
Swampy Mama!
We now join the Swami Bubba program already in progress.
Oh, let's take a brief look at pornography. Let's see. Let me count the ways, okay? Maybe I want to see professional whores fake orgasm. Maybe I want to see men and women abused. Maybe I need sexual edification, which is Southern for education. Maybe I want to feel worse about my body than I already do. Maybe I'm voyeuristic and I can't hook up with real people, so this is the next best thing. And I think porn has its place. I really do. But once again, everything has its place. There's a right and a wrong way to do or to view anything. It can become an addiction, which is escapism. So work with what the good Lord gave you. Go from there. And I think I might just hush about that for now. How's that for a promotional tease?
I'm here to make sure you don't say anything controversial.
Sometimes we have to be clandestine, which will create a clandestine destination. Hence, a new word is formed for y'all to chow on. Clandestination.
Devilishly clever.
You've heard it said that life is a dress rehearsal. You've also heard it said that this is your life, not a dress rehearsal.
There are those who say that life is an illusion.
Well, that's two sides of the same fence. Your life is your spirit, and your ego is a dress rehearsal.
Crossroads. I'm lonely. I'm a drunken hoe. Crossroads, rain, rain, all right, all right, rain, rain, all right. Hey. at the crossroads. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet you I'm standing at the crossroads. All right. All right.
I love it. I want some more of it.
Swami Baba.
Got a nice ring to it, hasn't it? Be a good title for a radio program.
The term recreational means recreational. The problem with a lot of people is that they confuse the term rec room, which is a recreational room, whether it be in your house or in your life. They confuse that with becoming a total wreck, which a lot of people also have in their houses and in their lives, a room that is a total wreck, a place in your life that's a total wreck.
Indeed, indeed.
Don't confuse the two. Like always, I say everything out of love and for your best interests, because, you know, I speak from experience. Rec room, is it, and what kind is it? Everything is here, and everything exists for a purpose. My sincerest prayer, hope, wish for you is that it is not a bad purpose, that it is not serving a purpose that demonstrates bad judgment.
All right, Dan.
Different people have different constitutions and different constipations. Different ways of saying working your shit out on different levels.
Hey, these aren't my rules. Come to think of it, I don't have any rules.
A fear of commitment is a commitment to fear. Now, while you're chewing on that, let me elaborate a little further. I've been blessed with many occasions to observe and in many occasions to counsel couples who had this as an issue, the fear of commitment. And trust me, it's not just a guy thing, all right? What the problem is people don't understand fear, they don't understand commitment, and they don't understand time. So let's explore these things. I'm going to call back from something I've said earlier, and will say again, about the only time you really have is the present, the eternal now moment, as some call it, and that's true. So your commitment is in the present, but it is the present that builds your future. Now, before you run off with that and go tell your girlfriend or boyfriend, I'm ready to commit in the present because the future is uncertain, wait a minute, hold up. I just said you're creating your future with your present. Okay? You got to understand the concept of time here, the eternal now moment. Does that mean that you've committed in the present, therefore you've committed eternally? Yes and no. We all know in this human experience, as so many have said in so many different ways, and it's so very true, we're not really humans having a spiritual experience. We're spirits having a human experience. Okay? But anyway, in this experience of time, it's very vital to understand that the present is eternal. All right, having said that, you go on from there and you commit to the best possible future by committing to the best possible present. What a lot of people leave out is they judge their future and their present according to their past. Just because they had a bad relationship in the past or a series of bad relationships. Well, the past is the past, it's over. If you've had a series, like I have experienced, of attracting the wrong person, you know, bad relationships, whatever, time to break the pattern. And today is your day of salvation, brothers and sisters. Amen. Can I get a hallelujah somewhere? And it's like that always. Now you can change. Now. There's always a new now. You can change. Now spelled backwards, is one, as in, we have one, I have one. Reach out and grab the moment. Carpe diem. And for those of you like me with a denim fetish, carpe denim. I mean, you know, seize it. Fear. Fear is faith in the wrong things. Fear is faith in reverse. If you fear something, you have faith in it in a negative way. So, let's say, fear of commitment. You have faith that the commitment will fail. All right, sir.
Affirmative.
Think about that one for a while. Commitment. Until you can commit to yourself, to the truth, to unconditional love, you cannot commit to anything else. I'll hush on that for a while y'all see if it digests properly and what kind of rumblings you get from your tummy on that.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that, and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach, and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you. 'Cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
Dumb shit. All right.
Dumbass.
Doing dumb stuff.
Dumb shit.
Now, we don't like to talk about it, but we do it.
Dumbass.
Dumb things I do.
We've had three cats pass away over about the last 4 months. The first one was one of the kittens that you heard me refer to on an earlier show. Her name was Seven because she had a seven, just as clear as a bell, in the fur on her chest. She got killed because she climbed a utility pole and stuck her nose in the wrong place and instantly killed by a transformer.
Aw, the poor putty cat fell down.
Yeah, transformer. Interesting, ain't it? She was the most spiritual of the group and also kind of a close association with me because of the number seven.
I'm a one, I'm a one. I wanna call a seven son.
Highly symbolic, that number seven. And very personal to me because I happen to have been born on the seventh day, a Sunday, and on the seventh day of the month. Now, I know a lot of myths, legends, superstitions would have it that because of that, you know, I'm something special, but no. Everybody has their unique gifts and abilities. I don't care what day or time or sign or anything else you're born under. It was just a personal thing with me, because number seven keeps naturally reoccurring in my life, as does the number 13 and a few other numbers. 13, by the way, was originally a very fortunate number, both with the Jews and the quote-unquote pagans. It was the Christians who bastardized that number and made it unlucky. Yes. Real short history lesson for you. But anyway, you numerologists should know all of this. You Kabbalistic numerologists especially.
Yeah.
you know where you are.
For us to be together this morning, to be able to reflect on death, and I've appreciated so very much. I always watch the animal planet. Nature is brutal. Okay, perk up for the lure of the flesh.
Swami Baba.
I was thinking the other day, after all of this stuff with the strip clubs that I mentioned, that all my favorite, way before the strip clubs were shut down, all my favorite egdesiasts, look it up, wear it out, were relocating. One's in working at a club in Louisiana now. Got one up in Raleigh. One's went to Myrtle Beach. One's out in Las Vegas. All my girls are leaving me. And one quit and reconciled with her husband, and she's, I'm happy to say, she's now expecting her first youngin'. And so congrats on that. And yeah, there's a little part of me that wishes it was my youngin'. Some things just ain't meant to be, either in this world or the world to come. Oh yeah, pun partially intended there. Like I've said before, and I'll say many times, life is eternal, love goes on forever. It's only the form that changes. Get that in your craw. Now that be like a lot of things, good gravel for your gizzard. Got a few emails asking, Swami, where do you get all this stuff from? Where do your ideas, your inspiration come from? Well, it comes from everywhere. I've told you before, there's a lesson in truth in everything. You know, whether it's everyday life, people I meet, friends, the inner journey, sitting and thinking, rocking, and sometimes occasionally drinking. But let's try this here. Let me give you a snapshot of Swami's brain here lately. I'm just looking around at the books I've got out and are reading and rereading. Let's see what we got here. We got A Parenthesis in Eternity by Joel Goldsmith. We got The Purpose-Driven Life by Reverend Warren. Let's see, Success Motivation by the Word by Reverend Charles Capps, Kundalini and the Chakras by Genevieve Paulson. That's just what's laying out right now. So that'll give you a little bit of insight into old Swami's brain. And that ain't counting the whole other room full books on just about every other topic you can think of. But anyway, there you go. From the For What It's Worth department. To me, it's worth a lot.
We got to close it out. That's it for the Wolfman Jack Show for tonight. Be back again tomorrow night. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Gonna suck it to you tomorrow, baby.
I move your picture.
I move your picture.
From my wall.
From my wall.
And I replace them,
both large and small,
both large and small,
Tucson McCall, baby.
And each new day,
each new day,
finds me so blue,
find me so blue.
Nothing takes the place of you.
Just remember, nothing takes the place of you.
I read your letter.
I read. Canada.
One by one.
One by one.
And I still love you.
I just want you to know, baby, I still love you.
When it's all said and done. And oh, my darling, I'm so blue.
Because nothing.
Because nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, nothing. Takes the place of you. I write this letter. It's raining on my windowpane.
As the moving finger writes, it says until tomorrow. I'll wait for you. As each teardrop glistens on my letter.
Without you, nothing seems the same.
Without you, nothing's the same.
So I'll wait until you're home. Again, I love you. But I'm all alone.
I'm all alone till I see it again tomorrow night, baby. Until tomorrow, I love you so much.
I'm so blue.
Bye.
Because nothing.
Bright blessings to all. And to all. Not just a good night, but the best night.
You've been listening to the Swami Bubba program, a production of The Last Radio Station and Louder and Faster Unlimited. You can email Swami Bubba at swami_bubba@yahoo.com. That address, once again, for those of you still frantically searching for a pencil, is swami_bubba@yahoo.com. Come back and visit us next time for the next
Swami Bubba.
See you then.